Absa's PMI has slipped in May, erasing most of last month's gain, hitting 45.4 index points from April's 47.2. The bank says this fall does not predict any recovery in activity for the manufacturing sector, given that output had already declined in the first quarter. And joining me in studio to have a closer look at the figures, Absa economist Mialani Maluleke. Thanks so much, Mialani, for joining us in studio today. So one step forward, two steps back, it seems, with PMI having erased, as I say, most of last month's gains, hitting its weakest level since October last year. Signs aren't speaking to any recovery in the manufacturing space anytime soon, right?
That's right. So I think we're coming in the back of a Q1 that was very weak. I think we've already seen from the Stats SA data that production was down about 9.5% in Q1. And I think a big part of that we sort of attributed to, you know, some of the supply side disruptions that we've had, and in particular the electricity load shedding. So we had some recovery in April, and the PMI was just about 47. We thought we could see some consolidation of those gains in May, but it wasn't to be. We're down quite sharply again to very close to the levels that we've seen in March. And I think, again, to reemphasize your point, it just speaks to the likelihood that even if we were to see a rebound in the second quarter of this year, and output growth in the manufacturing side is not going to be very strong.
You talk about supply side disruptions, even if those weren't there and we had supply zooming ahead, what demand is it actually catering to? Because new sales orders dipping lower in May, and that after what was a very encouraging April.
That's right. So that seems to be the big issue right now. So I think if you look at Feb and March, the big problem there was electricity load shedding. We had the recovery in April, but what manufacturers seem to be very, very concerned about right now is lack of demand. And what they're citing is domestic demand. That just doesn't seem to be coming through to support manufacturing activity in a big way. And I think that's why we've seen this kind of pullback that we saw in May.
You highlight a pullback in domestic demand. How we're looking on the export front, because this, as we've got trade war negotiations continuing to rumble.
That's a good point. I think on the export side, I think the sense that we got from the survey results is that export orders are still positive, but manufacturers were saying that those are starting to slow a little bit. And I think we are seeing it when you look at global manufacturing activity, that we're also seeing signs of a slowdown there. We saw the China PMI that came out this morning sometime. It's also starting to soften a little bit. So at this stage, the export market doesn't seem to be dragging demand overall, but I think if these trade wars that we're having result in a deterioration in trading activity and global manufacturing activity, we're definitely going to have those adverse spillover effects come through this side, where we're already having very weak domestic conditions.
As you say, faster decline in output and new sales orders coming through, and that leading to a deterioration in business activity overall. The inventories index also weighing on the headline PMI. What do we read into that? Is it a case of manufacturers just stocking differently?
Yeah, so I think it's manufacturers saying, you know, we're not seeing a sustained improvement in demand conditions here. So trying to build an inventory, or trying to have an inventory cycle that is sustained, is very risky. So I think what the inventory sub-index is telling us here is that it's still an environment in which manufacturers are very cautious about doing a lot. And I think this is why you're seeing the inventory levels being as low as they are.
And yet, the index tracking suppliers' performance remains the only subcomponent that's above the neutral 50-point mark.
Yeah.
Explain that.
Yeah, so it's always an interesting one. So I think the way we read it is that when the suppliers' performance, the index, is weak, what it tends to tell is that the suppliers are very busy. So when suppliers are not having any trouble at all delivering your orders, it tells you that they themselves are not very busy. And I think it speaks to the broader set of results that we're seeing here, that overall activity is just very weak in the manufacturing sector.
And that, I guess, explaining in part the fact that we've had the purchasing price index declining further. With there not being demand, these manufacturers just simply not holding enough pricing power at the end of the day.
That's right. So I think just to point out, this particular price index that we measure here is an input cost measure. So what we're seeing is that there was some softening in May, and I think you're absolutely right. To the extent that this bodes well for consumer price, we may actually see a fairly subdued consumer price environment going forward as well.
Is that what explains expected business conditions in the 6 months holding up? I mean, there seems to always be a disconnect in terms of the reality and what's expected.
It's a good point. I mean, if you look at the production index or the business activity, it was down quite sharply, and I usually expect to see that sort of feeding through to expectations. It wasn't to be in this particular survey. Expectations remain fairly strong. So perhaps it's people thinking that, we've had a relatively, okay outcome election, that possibly bodes well for the policy outlook. And maybe manufacturers are hoping that this could spur some confidence in demand going forward and possibly support some activity.
Looking at the employment index very quickly, it's staying well below that 43.2 points, so which of course is a negative picture, we are starting to see some increase there. Are you surprised?
It's a very small increase. I'm not surprised. I think it's very much within the usual volatility of this sub-index. But the broader point to highlight here is that particular sub-index has been in contractionary territory for 34 consecutive months. And I think that tells you that the job story in the manufacturing sector isn't improving by much.
All of this being said, what's your outlook as far as GDP growth for the first quarter is concerned? We're expecting that to be released tomorrow.
That's right. So we've got a forecast of minus 2.2 quarter on quarter. So I think we've already seen from the high frequency data that we have from Q1, from the production side, like manufacturing output, mining output, all of those were down quite sharply. But when you look at the demand side of the economy, we also saw pronounced weakness in retail sales, wholesale sales, car sales. So we think it's quite likely that it's going to be a contraction. It's really just a question of magnitude, and we forecast minus 2.2.
Well, let's leave it there. Mialani, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. That, of course, ABSA's economist, Mialani Maluleke.